Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Andrew, is that you on the line?
Yep. What's up?
Hey, thanks for calling in last minute, bro.
No problem. Ain't nothing
thanks
else
for
to do.
So I'm glad we all can do this last minute. All right, so I got Stefan on here, I got Andrew on here, and we're good to go. All right, thank you, everyone, for joining in Reality Radio for another discussion of the real world and the challenge of Valietsis. I think Stefan dropped out. That's all right. Call back. So we're going to just try and jam-pack this session with both episodes, and We should be able to make it. It was two really great episodes. So we have a lot to talk about. And So I mean, let's just start with the real world. Let's go with the real world that aired first. Get that one out the way. I feel like the big moment that we've all been waiting for since we saw the trailer, which was Bruno's brother coming on, Finn. But it was like, what did you think of that moment, Andrew? Like, Bruno coming, you know, were you expecting more fireworks between the two brothers, or like, what did you think?
I mean, we got enough fireworks, but it was totally different people. But honestly,
yeah,
like, I know the reason why they made this concept is so they can have whoever the skeleton is to reconcile with them, and to see it happen so fast, it kind of surprised me. But I enjoyed it. I really did.
It's a really good episode. Like,
yeah,
I was really expecting it. Yeah, because like when you watch the trailer, it's implied that Bruno loses his mind on his brother. You know, especially when they showed him like kind of grabbing his neck, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. You thinking that their brothers are going to go at it. So when he appeared, everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, here it is!" And then, you know, immediately like 10 minutes, 5 minutes in the episode, they're like, "You
yeah.
know what, man? It's all good." And I was like, "What?" What? Like,
true. It's actually more
so
than
y'all
what
couldn't
I thought.
Do this 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. I know. It was a good
what
episode,
saying,
though. I was
yeah,
saying,
I
was. It was actually more than what I thought. It was, like, even more crazier than what it seemed like. Like, he was heated.
Bruno's
you know?
Insane.
Yeah, it was.
I like him, though. I want to talk
yeah.
to him. I'm trying to talk to him both. So we're trying to really get
Bruno
that scheduled. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's he's still with the burgers, so he don't play.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely feel like he holds a lot in, and then
mm-hmm.
it all explodes all at once.
Yeah, it was insane to see how much he was holding in against
mm-hmm.
some of the people in the house.
Yeah.
On
Violetta's boat birthday party. You know, he's trying to get people to go back home, and he just like, you can tell he was upset, and he was trying to hold it in, but then as soon as everyone was in the van, he just exploded. Crazy.
But does he hold it in, though? Because this isn't the first time we've seen him explode. Remember, he exploded on Violetta that one time.
Yeah.
And on Tony and on Jason with the burger thing. So, I mean, like, does he just have anger issues, or is he just drunk or angry drunk? Like, because it seems
it's
like he does stay in a lot.
I think it's more like, of the first one. I mean, he has so much animosity towards his brother, and
mm-hmm.
like he takes that out on other people, which is unfortunate. I mean, I'm pretty sure the three of us on the line could have animosity. Have had animosity towards somebody, we unfortunately take it out on somebody, and that's what Bruno was doing.
Mm-hmm. But
and
I think it's
right,
more than just his brother too. You know, he brought up his father as well. You know, his father was always hard on him. So,
right.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's what I was thinking too. Like, it had a lot to do with his brother, but that's why I expected so much more fireworks between him and his brother.
Yeah,
but
between those two, yeah,
that,
yeah, it's definitely. I think it extends more past his brother too. I think.
His whole upbringing.
Remember, his mom called in and said, you know, her father passed away, and he was just like, just stone. Like, he had, like, no emotions at all about that. He holds a lot in.
Mm-hmm. And it's unhealthy to do that.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very unhealthy to hold in
so much
emotion.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have so many demons, I feel like the best way to do it is to just let it out. Let it go. You know?
Talk to somebody. Find someone to talk to you can trust and just, like, cry.
Mm-hmm.
Go in, like, a room and cry. You know, just, like, let it out somehow.
I just got to say this about Bruno. We've seen him all season not go out with the roommates, hang out with Carla. I mean, he can do what he wants to do, but you're on the real world, dude.
You know what?
Like, he's complaining about them going out every single night.
He goes out with the roommates. I think it was,
He complains about them going out every night. I mean, they're on the freaking real world. I mean, that's what I would
say. Yeah, that's true, but I understand where he's coming from, because, like, you can tell he's, like, not a loner, but he's, like, a homebody. He likes, you know, he likes to be chilled. You know, he doesn't really like to go out that much, but...
And if you're there for, like, 3 months, you know, going out every night can get boring. Especially if you're, like, somewhere like Chicago. I can understand if you're, like, in New York or L.A. or something like that, but if you're, like, in Chicago, like, what else do you do?
Yeah,
you know?
So I understand where you're coming from, Andrew, but I also understand where Bruno's coming from, too, because it can get tiring, so...
And especially with the same people, you know, Carla, and he probably hangs out with her friends at some time, so it's probably, like, gives him a different vibe, a different, you know,
vibe,
talking to different people about other things other than just being drunk around.
Yeah,
true.
We finally saw more airtime from Carla. Do you guys like her?
We didn't see, like, I guess she was irrelevant when, that moment when Bruno's brother, they were out, and then Briar found Bruno and Carla in that restaurant, and that was when we actually see, you know, how Bruno felt about, you know, men and, you know, crying, and because Briar was, like, pouring out his heart to him, saying, you know, how he wished they were closer and things like that, and I forgot what quote he said, but, like, what do you say, like,
men
crying,
shouldn't have emotions
or something like that,
yeah.
Something like, it's very similar to, actually Zach said something like that in Real World San Diego, so when Frank was crying, he said something very similar.
Oh, we don't,
you know, he went on to cry several times.
Can we please not talk about Zach? Once you get to the challenge, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a lot to say about Zach Nichol.
Yeah.
But that was a moment where Carla actually said maybe has some relevance finally in her appearances. I thought that was a cute moment, but of course Bruno had to ruin it with, you know, his little comments. So, I mean, that's where you can see, you know, what he thinks about, like, letting out his emotions, and he doesn't, you know, talk about his feelings, you know, usually like he should.
Do you think it might be the cameras that might be holding Bruno back to letting out his emotions?
Do you think
had the cameras not been there, do you think he would be okay to open up to somebody like Nichol or Jason?
No, I think that's how. I mean, he opens up in his own way to them, I don't feel like he, like, cries at home, you know, or anything like that. Like, cries on the regular, you know. I feel like I'm sure he may talk to Nichol. Like, he kind of opened up to Nichol a little bit in this episode.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's just jump to that too. To that moment, to Violetta's birthday, and
we didn't see any of her friends, by the way.
And a couple of her friends.
Did you guys notice that they didn't show any of her friends?
Well, I mean, there was so much going on. You had Shane and Briya. You know, there was Bruno going crazy. Her friends came at the wrong time. They're probably hoping to get some airtime too. But they came at the wrong
talking to some of them.
I remember when I spoke with Violetta. She said a quick note. I remember when I spoke with Violetta. She said that her friends drove 19 hours to come see her. So I mean, that's dedication right there.
Yeah, that's what she said on the show. She said they drove from Tampa.
Yeah.
Or Miami. one or the other. Florida, which is a long way.
Sarasota.
It is.
So we see her. Well, actually, I wanted to get your take on Shane and Tony's relationship. We kind of see the comparison between Shane and Tony and Bruno and Brea. You know,
yeah.
Shane is very, like, accepting and loving with his brother, but he's a very emotional guy.
A lot more healthy.
Completely opposite.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Tony and Shane's relationship was a lot more healthier. Definitely, you know, a better vibe, better brother vibe between those two. You can tell they get along.
My take on Tony and Shane is Shane, he's on the upside. He's been out since he was 15, right?
What did you say?
Shane said that he's been out since he was like 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he said.
I think the reason why Tony's so accepting of that is because he's had a lot of time. He's had so much time. I think Tony's like 26 now. I'm guessing Shane's like maybe a year or two younger than him. Tony's probably, I don't think he probably was open about it at first, but it probably took him a while to be like, okay, he's my brother, I love him no matter what. And, so I think the difference between him and Bruno, Tony and Bruno, is Bruno just found out that he came out, that Brea came out. And he's like, oh, I don't know.
But there's also a difference in the, you know, their personalities. Because you can tell that Tony's just more, like, emotional. He's more, like, in his feelings than Bruno is. You know, even though he plays women, it's like, even though when he's with those women, he's, like, very, like, oh, my God, I love you and, like, all this and that. You know, he's very, like, in his emotions. And I feel like he's very aware of that. Whereas Bruno, he's, like, stone cold.
I spoke with Tony last week, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think those two are together. Tadison?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Which has surprised me, because I think I said on our recap last Thursday that I was like, oh, I don't think they're going to be together. But when I had him on, he was saying nothing but sweet things, called Madison his baby girl. And I hope it works out. Do I think that...
You already talked Madison. You already talked Madison.
I do too. I'm actually speaking... I haven't announced it yet, but I'm speaking with Jason Tuesday, so that should be fun.
That's
Tuesday,
cool.
Tuesday right before the episode.
Yeah, but you can't rely on Tony's word, because he still referred to, like, Elizabeth as his princess and Alyssa as his queen, and they weren't together. So he can say that Madison was
well, that,
when you,
when you
but
had
that
her,
means
when you had her on, when you had Tony on, he referred to both of them?
No, on the show he did. On the show he did. You don't remember that?
That's so long ago. With the whole Real World and Challenge being back-to-back, I really, there's a lot. Like, I try to take in as much information as I can, but I forget a lot, you know?
I think it would be better if it was just an hour earlier.
More so the Real World than the Challenge. Like, there's a lot of, like little things that I forget, like what you just mentioned. Like,
if it's any other season, I would say, yeah, but this season has really got me, it's kind of been more entertaining to me than the Challenge as a whole. So I think that it's still kind of, if it was like a Portland season or like, you know, like a one that I'm not that interested in, then I would be easier to forget. So the Challenge will overshadow it. But this season, I feel like it's such a great show that it carries itself. So I'm really interested in talking about Real World.
Regardless what the ratings are, I feel like this has been a very good season.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings don't have to tell me that it's not a good season or a good season.
I agree.
No, it's the time zones. It's the time slots, not time zones. It's like the 11 o'clock kills the Challenge. And then 9 o'clock is much better than 10 o'clock. And I feel like Tuesdays is great, but just like an hour earlier. You know,
I would say switch it to Monday, but Are You the One didn't really have good ratings, right, on that Monday time slot.
First season did good.
Yeah. But
because
wasn't it
right after
Teen
Mom? Someone said that the first season of Are You the One?
What'd you say?
I said the first season of Are You the One did better, I think, because it was right after Teen Mom. I don't know. It was that.
Oh, probably
that too. Yeah.
I think the best time slot for if they want to do this again for next season is to do like Real World Tuesdays at 9, Challenge Wednesdays at 9. I think that would be good for both
at
ratings,
9.
For both shows.
True.
At 9, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so they're in the van. Brush over this Bruno craziness.
What did Sylvia say to really tick Bruno off?
She didn't say anything.
She tapped him.
What happened was at first Briah kind of playfully.
Sylvia.
What happened?
And
Briah
playfully
slapped him, and then Sylvia slapped him, and he like flipped out.
Yeah, he flipped out.
And it was scary. Like you could see kind of Briah kind of shielding Sylvia from him just getting in her face. He was saying anything he can, similar to Violetta, but this time Sylvia really wasn't necessarily asking for it. So she wasn't asking for it at all, actually. So
true.
So it was like, and then he started flipping out on everyone, which got me crazy. Usually he's pretty calm when, like, the boys or Nicole try and calm him down, but this time he was going crazy on everyone. He didn't want anyone touching him, no one in his face. And it was... Like, for such a small space, that's scary. You know?
It has to be a little scary in that small van. You know, you got someone going off like
honestly, that. Like, I feel like in real life, Bruno's probably one of the coolest people to hang out with. But on this show, I feel like the time really took its toll on him. Like, he was like, oh, I'm really tired of being here. I don't want to quit. But I just really want it to end soon.
I don't know. I don't know what to think of him right now. Like,
what really got to me though, and I mean both him and Tony were wrong, but I feel like Tony asking Briah, "Do you have my back on this?" Like, come on now.
No, he asked Shane.
But he asked Briah too.
No,
yeah.
He didn't. He asked Shane.
Yeah.
He asked Shane because he was like,
my brother.
Like, he was talking to his brother. He was like, I'm gonna step them. That's not the way you talk to women, all this and that, and you gotta have my back on this. And Shane was like,
one to say something like that, you know, when he hooked up with all three girls at the same time when they were in the house. He's the last one to say something about how to talk to women.
No, well, there's a difference when you're, you know, like, when you're first of all, the thing with Tony is I understand what people are saying, you know, and how he kind of disrespects the women, what he did in a couple episodes ago. But first of all, he was single, and the women knew what they were getting themselves into, and they kept coming back. So at some point in time, you have to lay off on blaming the guy 100% and put some blame on the women. And secondly, that's completely different than, like, this is the second offense as well, screaming into a woman's face, like, getting in her face like she's a dude, like he's about to fight. That's the difference, the big difference, I feel like.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like, I don't get when people bring that up and say, well, Tony shouldn't be talking. Well, it's like, yeah, he's never done that. He's never went
to
that
him
stage.
Standing for Sylvia, I guess, was cool and all, but him trying to say, saying, oh, you're not supposed to talk to women like that, it's kind of like hypocritical in my opinion. Because he treated women a lot worse than Bruno did, in my opinion. But that's just
He doesn't. No. It's different when, like, that's like he's
I feel like
Bruno,
both
like,
situations
he's ready to
is
fight.
Different. You know,
like honestly,
yeah,
all three of them,
very physical.
Like honestly, all three of the guys this season, Jason to an extent, have treated the woman in the house terrible. Like they've said things that I hope regret. You know.
Tony hasn't. What has he said? I mean, he's done things. like hooking up with Elizabeth when when he just hooked up with Madison. But he hasn't like.
You know,
said,
he did
like,
go off on
things.
Violetta in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Remember? He pretended to call
like,
the producers to vote her out. Yeah, he did do that.
It was
but,
like a 3-minute argument. But,
yeah,
well,
that
yeah.
wasn't like.
But I,
you know.
I feel like Bruno's situation is way different because he's getting like
yeah.
verbally and physically, you know, threatening a female. You know, it's
he's
like
throwing punches next
yeah,
to, near her,
on
near
the,
her
on the van, in the van,
face, like near
that.
Her area. Like trying to be intimidated. He's like, okay, I know
serious.
You're a woman. I can't fight you, so I'm going to do the next closest thing to fighting you, so I won't go to jail.
I'm honestly glad, though, that Bruno actually confronted Tony about that because I think had he kept it in, it would have been all bad.
Yeah.
And Tony's apology
it really
later in the episode,
Bruno's,
I think
like,
we should wrap this up soon.
Like, Bruno, okay.
9 minutes left in the live stream.
Yeah,
but,
Bruno has no problem confronting people.
I'm glad he did because, I mean, like we've been saying, he's been holding stuff in.
Yeah.
My only last thought about that was is just that I adore Bryant, but I just didn't like how he went and said that to Bruno, knowing that Bruno just calmed down, you know, knowing that. And then when Bruno flips out, Bryant stops him. It's like, what do you want him to do now? You knew what he was going to do. You knew what telling him was going to do, so why are you trying to stop him now? Like, I would have been like, either don't say anything or just let him loose. You know, one or the other.
Yeah. Do you want to get in the challenge? We're like, running short on time.
That's my take on it. Yeah, I think we covered everything. Covered pretty much everything on the real world. That was,
Congratulations to Jason,
next week, though.
Who's gonna have a baby next week.
That's next,
yeah. Yeah, next.
Okay, so,
moving on to
a reunion. Did you guys hear about that?
We may not get a reunion. Let's go on to the challenge real quick. I know we all have some stuff to say about this episode. A lot of stuff happened. I just want to say congratulations to Jay Gotti and Jenna Capono. I really, really doubted you guys.
Yeah.
And I know y'all doubted yourselves on this one, but I was like, oh my gosh. Yes,
he was happy, right? Yeah, I was happy.
I
love unexpected wins. Those are always fun to watch.
Jay knows, like, he should know right now how much I rep for him, and I got his back, especially when people be down him. So I was like, yes, Jay, pull it out, bro. Pull it out.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know what? It was so nice to see them win after, you know, because Jenna, you know, she was doubting herself. You know, she was calling herself dumb.
Yeah.
And then look at them, they won. So it was really nice to see them win.
You know how to... Jordan and Sarah won, they would have put in the rookies.
Yeah,
I truly believe so.
What'd you say?
I agree with that. They would have thrown in Jay and Jenna had Jordan and Sarah won.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Because Johnny and Avery were going in. Jay and Jenna would have been
in. Yeah, and Jordan wanted to give Johnny
win.
A better shot. So, anyway, yeah.
Especially
but
in that elimination they got.
But first, can we talk about Thor, please?
What?
Can we talk about Zach, please? This guy is...
Well,
he's getting worse by the episode.
Yeah, he is.
He's
definitely a sexist.
I've liked him on the show. I think like he gives funny one-liners every now and then. But to say that women are put on this earth to like reproduce or something like that.
You
in,
know what?
In
I feel
front
like
of Jordan people
said
and it,
that. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
It's just disgusting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, I liked him on The Real World. That was it. Every other show he did, I hated him. Well, I didn't hate him, but I really didn't like him. And so, you know, this one was it's worse, but for me, I've always had this opinion of him. But now it's like, I feel like the producers are finally like, okay,
showing
let's just
it.
Give this
yeah.
guy this edit because
yeah.
this is what he deserves. You know, I feel like there's probably some female producer
world.
Who heard some stuff and was like, you know what, forget this dude. let's air out all this stuff, all this crap.
Do you guys think the reason why he hasn't been on Twitter that much is because he knew he said this stuff and he knew he was going to get backlash for the stuff that he said?
No one knows exactly what edit they're going to get, but I feel like he had an idea. Like, you don't know how they're going to edit things.
He's not stupid. He kind of is, but he knows the television world.
Yeah,
he's gotten that far. And I feel like he's probably I hope that he's unhappy with a lot of the things he said. I hope that he regrets some things.
Yep, I hope he learned from it, too.
He said some horrible things. But I'm not going to let Jordan and Johnny off the hook because they were all in agreement with him.
And
they're kind of guilty by association and guilty by, like, just, you know, not calling him out, I feel like.
Yeah.
They both have women in their lives. They should have been, either walked out or... What'd you say?
I was saying the caption when they were showing what he was saying, it was Jordan who actually said to bear children. He finished Zach's sentence and
Jordan
said that comment. Yep. I saw that. It was like Jordan, Colin, and then bear children. He actually said that.
And he said, like, and he was finishing his comment when he's like, women are inferior or whatever, like that, when they were talking about how Sarah should be happy to work with him more because he's the more athletic one and he's the best one and all this and that.
Yeah. So it wasn't all just Zach. It was also Jordan was finishing his
sentences. We really need the guys to actually respect what the back of the show is. Like,
it's disgusting.
Guys,
it was disgusting.
So out of his control.
It was wrong.
Like, where's Mark? Where's Mark Long when you need him? Where's Vito is hardly ever on the show long enough.
Choosing all of them, you know?
Yeah,
there hasn't been, like, women like Coral and Katie in a long time, man. I feel like...
I know, right? Coral and Katie would have, like, ripped them apart.
They
would have
called
them
out
that.
A long time
ago.
Yeah,
for sure.
They're too small, not that great athletes, but they'll scare some dudes.
I'm saying in general, most of these guys treat their partners like shit. I mean, I get it. Probably exes do. They're not supposed to get along with one another.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, how much do you have to say to make you be like, oh crap, I should just keep my mouth shut.
Sure.
They're trying hard. I feel like they're trying to be, you know, the top dog. They're trying to, like, if they lose, they're trying to say, like, okay, it's not me who's losing. To, like, the viewers, they're trying to put it all on the females and
the
say, like, okay, this is, you know,
I'm doing my best,
but she's not stepping up. And then it goes because, of course, you want to get into the theatrics and, the try and get the funny one-liners in there. And, you know, try and be clever with it, and they're not, you know. You know, you have people like Les and Bananas who are kind of naturally gifted in that area, so it's kind of funny sometimes when they do it.
I feel like the only girl that has a backbone on this show right now is Sarah Rice.
What are you saying?
Like, none of the girls in this house have a backbone besides Sarah Rice.
True. I know, you know what, I would say Naya, too. She has a backbone.
Well, I guess we haven't seen much from her.
Well, because she hasn't had to deal with much. Leroy's a great partner.
Yeah.
And then you have,
I freaking
can politic. Remember, she was almost politicking what she did at the table with Jay. She was trying to convince him to not throw him in.
Oh, they completely ran them. Jay and Jenna were not in control at not one time, not one single time. I don't care what they say in interviews or in anything. They had zero control for a power couple. They were not in power.
True.
They got played by everybody in the house.
They're rookies. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
I know what the decision they made was a bad decision because we were freaking 6'4", probably like 230.
Yeah, Leroy was talking like a gangster, dude. He was talking like he was like on The Sopranos or something. Like, dude, you know, like the decisions you make, you're gonna come back and bite you. Like, it was serious.
Yeah, that was funny.
I got scared.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, there's not many things left. I was kind of surprised that they put them in. I mean, they're not gonna throw Zach in because according to Zach and John A, according to Jay, John A is hot as hell.
Well, Zach and Janae, actually, you know, remember Zach and Janae had that moment where they could throw Jay and Jenna, but they didn't. They threw Adam and Brittany. So they owed them. They owed Zach and Janae.
They owed them one, yeah.
And they
obviously
won't throw Wes in because every challenge, and it disgusts me, every single challenge is that the rookies just do whatever Wes says.
Right.
Mm. But beginning of the season, they made that little secret alliance, Wes, Jay, and Thomas. So that's probably why Jay is going with Wes.
Well, yeah, it's been said that Jay and Adam follow us around like the little puppies. My thing is that if they would have thought about anything, if I could tell that they didn't think, they were just told what to do, they weren't thinking. If they would have actually thought about situations, they would have went to Leroy and Naya and was like, look, you're alone in this, I'm alone in this, Wes is alone in this, let's stick together. We have those three dudes who are clearly in a tight group. I'm going to throw one of them in. Promise me you guys will have my back if you guys, you know, win. That's what should have been done. That's what should have been said. And Jay and Jenna at the bottom of the totem pole. So they don't have any, like, real picks, like, say, who would be better to take to the final, because every single team there will beat them in the final. So they just need to worry about,
depending on who wins power couple thing.
Loyalty. Hmm?
Yeah. I want to go down the line and say, out of all the teams that win power couple, like, who would throw them in? Obviously, Leroy and I are going to throw them in. We agree on that?
Leroy and I and Avery, I can see throwing them in. And Jordan and Sarah.
Jordan and Sarah, for this next time and this next time only, they'll keep them out. Just as to keep on their deal. But if they win the one after that and the one after that, they'll put them in. Wes and Teresa.
No.
Who will Wes and Teresa would they put Leroy in? If Leroy doesn't go out?
Yeah. If it made sense. But Leroy
and
John A. have gotten along a little bit now.
Zach and John A. put in probably Jordan, Sarah, or Leroy and Naya. Probably Leroy and Naya.
So, I mean, they're like, in the middle of the pack, but I just feel like they're, because they're not a threat, you know. People want Wes and Teresa out. And then, I don't know, when they learn that that someone else is coming back in the game, you also have that team, which could very well be Bananas and Nani, who will then be another target in the house.
Yeah.
So, Jay and Jenna are solid. It's just that it's solid as far as, like, not being on anyone's radar. But they need to start preparing. They can't just, like, glide through. They need to start making moves and saying, okay, let's prepare for what's going to happen, you know, down the line. Instead of, like, you know, just kind of floating along and letting everyone else kind of use them and push them and pull them wherever. That's what they're doing, which is kind of unfortunate. Because I'm really rooting for them.
Can we get into the Jordan Sarah argument?
So the what?
Can we get into that
Jordan Sarah fight?
Oh,
okay, yeah. What do you
want to
say about that?
I'm glad to see that this Jordan back. I feel like this Jordan is the one that we fell in love with on Riverport, and the one that thinks he's so much better than everybody and doesn't want to listen to
people. I don't know who you're talking about.
Who doesn't want to listen to people.
I did not fall in love with that. I was annoyed
I
by
that
guy.
You're arrogant,
but...
Yo, I actually liked him on Rivals 2. That's my favorite Jordan.
That's the only time I liked
Rivals
him too, on Rivals 2.
Cool.
Yeah.
He was cool
on
Rivals 2.
Show, he was a jerk.
Yeah.
And not even funny, though. Like, I don't know why that's not talking
for him. At the same time, he's met his match.
Yeah.
Because Sarah won't take any of his bullshit, which I love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think they should have thrown in
like
Jordan and Sarah?
No.
I think they should have, because in this elimination, you kind of needed to have two hands, I felt like. And I felt like Jordan would have been at a disadvantage.
Well, they didn't know
how to
work
against Jordan.
Donnie. Huh?
Sarah could have possibly have beaten Naya, but Leroy would have worked Jordan in that elimination.
No, they would have went up against Johnny and Avery. Because Johnny Avery came in last.
Oh, that's right, Johnny and Avery.
Yeah. And Avery, she was holding her own, so she could have won against Sarah. You never know that.
Yeah, that could have been good.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into elimination, which I thought was
crazy. I like this game.
I like that they haven't repeated any. It's really good.
Yeah. Someone tweeted that. Yeah. They have not repeated any eliminations.
So it's Leroy and Nia versus Johnny and Avery. It was hard. I wanted Leroy and I to win just because, only because I wanted Jay to realize that he made a stupid decision. but I've been rooting for Avery. But I really didn't like Johnny this episode. But I've been rooting for Avery.
It was a win-win for me because I had both Leroy and Riley on my team.
I have Zach on my team and I hate him, so I'm not rooting for him. I don't care if I lose this game. I want him gone. I don't care.
Isn't he going to be the only one that you have left if Avery loses in exile?
And well, if Nani comes back in the game, I'll
have
her. Oh, Nani
too.
Yeah.
That'd be it. So I don't care. But I'm already calling myself that I'm losing her because I'm done with my team. Taking my people. I'm actually rooting more for Stefan's team than anything. Cause I'm like, yes, Wes and Teresa won. Yes. Yes, Jay.
I'm rooting
for y'all team.
Wow.
I can have a chance.
So, in the end, Leroy and I, this was like a really horrible, like, strenuous, like, tired elimination, which I'm glad to get because now we get to see what these new kids can do. And John impressed me. He went up against big old Leroy.
Did. Yep, he held his own.
And Avery as well, because I feel like the taller you are, you have a better, reach. So,
and they went for 90 minutes, Avery and Nia. That's crazy. An hour and 30 minutes.
So they did good.
That's
I'm glad we got to see this. And I'm actually glad Nia is doing, because NCAA agents, she got ousted really quickly, so we still couldn't see her potential. But now we can see, like, okay, she can be good. She can do her thing. Doing her thing.
And I love the Leroy's tough love at the end. He was coaching
her. That was hysterical. It was funny, but I thought that was cool.
Leroy's flip of the tongue was hilarious on when he called me.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call her.
He was hyped.
They probably called her worst things. Go ahead.
True.
First challenge, she had to face Nia in an elimination round. Because I wanted to see that flashback.
Next week looks amazing. I'm excited for this challenge. It's been a while since
trucks,
they ran
right?
on top
yeah.
of trucks.
That looks like coming from Fear Factor.
That was like Bella's Sexes, I think, was like last time I remember them running on top of trucks.
Okay, they did do something like that. That's too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
so,
looks, next week looks fun.
And hopefully our exile winners come in, because we know Johnny and Nani beat Adam and Brittany. That was a given. But I don't know who won against. I don't know who won. They didn't put that one up yet. So maybe they're going to air that one.
Maybe they'll do that tomorrow or something.
Yeah,
I think they're going to air it, maybe.
No.
On TV, you think?
Yeah. So, because that would
be
that.
Last one?
Nani beat Rap on for you, Nick.
It's the last one?
Yeah.
Exile? Oh, wow. Maybe they are.
Hopefully.
They will air
could
it
be.
It needs to be.
It will make sense,
I'm
right?
Ready to, but, yeah, I'm ready to see them back.
I hope Wes is still in the house if Bananas comes back.
I know, right? That
I
was so funny.
Still. They're the best. I hated Bananas for a long time. But I gotta say, I like Kenny and Evan, but ever since they left, they stopped doing the shows, I've kind of liked Johnny a lot
more.
But I also think it's because these new kids are so annoying, like Zach, you know, against Bananas. Like, you have to, the lesser
and Jordan
evils,
on
you know,
free agents, yeah.
The lesser the evils, it's like, okay, Bananas. Okay, you're not.
I don't know if you got. This might be a spoiler, this might not be, but I saw something on Yahoo. I don't know if you guys saw the whole. One of the female cast members sexually assaulted Jordan. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Oh, my God.
Someone
I heard
tweeted
about that.
Us that, and they get kicked out or something?
Tweeted.
Yeah, like at the final.
Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, it was on
Yeah, I already know who it is. it has to be that one. Who
I
else
have
would do something like
this
that?
Too.
I tweeted
do we
to
want
that
to
person
give it a,
who
do
tweeted
we,
us.
And I hate spoilers.
Do we want to give it away on here? On air?
No, I don't want to give it away.
Don't say
I don't know.
It.
I don't know who it is.
It has to be that one person. Like
I don't
want to
know who it is.
Yeah, me neither. But that sucks. Right before the final,
that's,
though.
Well, I hope it's someone that's on my team. So that means if they get kicked out, I get like 100 points, I think. I get like 50 or 100 points.
If they get
that
kicked out, you get 100
points? It has to be Nani, then. For me to get
it's
money.
Nani?
Has, I'm sorry,
I
me
thought
to get
it was
points.
Naya. Sorry.
I don't know who it is.
It's either Nani or
I'm
Naya.
I'm saying Nani's on my team. So I'm hoping that if it's Nani, I get some money. I mean, I get some
wait,
points.
If somebody gets kicked out, you get 100 points on your team?
I think it's like 50 or 100. I said if someone gets
that's
kicked out for fighting
from what
or Vinny-like behavior.
Whoa.
Or Vinny-like behavior. They get like 50 or 100 points.
From what
I think
I've
it's either
going like,
to be Nani or Naya. But go ahead, yeah.
From what I've seen on people, I hate the idiots who give spoilers on the Facebook page, the channel's Facebook page, but from what
oh,
I've
I
seen.
I hate that.
Who,
yeah, I hate
the person who goes home, the male partner gets a replacement at the final. So,
are you kidding me?
Oh, that's horrible.
Yo,
that's
horrible. That's not good.
Which is
that
kind of, actually, no. When I now that I think of it, it's kind of whack. They should just bring the previous team
it's
in.
It's kind of unfair too.
They should bring
yeah.
the third place team in.
But you know what? It's fair for the guy because it's not the guy's fault. You know?
No, it's not fair. No, because it wasn't Sarah's fault mm-hmm. though. And she got kicked out with Vinny.
True. But you know what? It was
but,
early in the
but
season.
But
I don't know.
It's a final, though.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying.
Like,
it makes sense that
Wait,
if it's early in the game, you would get a replacement because it's so early. But if it's at the final, you can't bring in, like, a fresh legs, a fresh mind in to help,
I think
you know? Because that
I
is kind of everyone
who's
worn down.
Already, I think it's somebody
everyone's
who's already on the show.
But I wonder who it is because, you know what? They didn't – I don't know.
I just hope Nani ends up getting me a lot of points. I hope Zach goes home really soon. So I think we gotta wrap up. Hopefully they didn't spoil too much for anybody.
I know. And I hate spoilers.
But,
I hate people who tweet spoilers to us. That's so annoying.
Oh, I know. yeah, someone spoiled the Naya and Avery elimination for me. Well, they didn't spoil it. They spoiled the Naya and the Avery and Avery Johnny and Adam and Brittany elimination because they said, "Oh, look, here's a picture of Naya and Avery in elimination." So Avery and Johnny
yeah,
won.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And I hated that.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, because it was to be continued."
Well,
after
even if you weren't, even if you weren't given a spoiler, you knew the stuff what was going to happen, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I just want to say this, and then I'll wrap this up. Next week is going to be an awesome week for reality TV.
I mean,
we got the Challenge Real World, Survivor Worlds Apart, followed by Amazing Race Wednesday.
American Idol live shows start.
I don't
care this week.
Yeah.
Survivor's.
It's hard for me to watch.
I would never. I didn't think I'd ever say this, but Survivor's more important.
Yeah.
For me.
I probably watch Survivor and Amazing Race and tape American Idol.
All right, well, I think we're about to get cut off, so we got to wrap up. Thanks to both of you guys for calling in very last minute. Appreciate it. Great conversation, great discussion. And we'll definitely try to do this a lot sooner after the
episode again,
Everyone, thank you for tuning in. And every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., Real World Skeletons and 11 p.m. the Challenge Rally. Yes, just two. Thank you guys for listening. And take care.
All right, take care. Later.